So when we talked about this story yesterday, oh my goodness, our phone lines exploded. Everybody seemed to have an opinion on this small flyer with big consequences. A Quebec Solidaire candidate dropped out of the race after being caught on one of those doorbell camera systems, removing a PQ flyer from a mailbox and then putting in her own. Marie-Ève Rancourt, the Quebec Solidaire candidate, a human rights lawyer, no less, caught on camera doing that. This has had major, major ramifications, right? So in Quebec, Elections Quebec rules, if you drop out of the race at this point, right, it's too late to name a new candidate. So ballots that have already been cast for Marie-Ève Rancourt in the advance polling are annulled. Her name is now stricken from the ballot. So come election day, you can't even vote for her. And it's also important politically because Paul St-Pierre Plamondon, leader of the PQ, running in this riding, he has one heck of a battle against the CAQ candidate. And now, with Quebec Solidaire out, that gives him a little boost. And if Paul St-Pierre ends up in the National Assembly, he's the leader of the PQ, boy, that does change things for a party that many have said was fledgling. Major, major consequences. But when we discussed this yesterday, so many of you wanted to talk about the legal issues here. You know, put them in jail. You know, this is illegal and those kinds of things. Oh, they tampered with the mail. On and on and on. So I said, we got to talk to a lawyer about this. And who better than Ari Goldkind, criminal defense lawyer and legal analyst. Ari, welcome to the show.
Elias, great to be with you.
So I broke down the story here. Obviously, by now, you've seen the video of this candidate. And I know time and time again in elections, we have stories similar to this, either the candidate or volunteers for a campaign. Ari, what's the legal issue? What's the legality of this? What are the legal issues here?
So I'll get to the two parts that are most interesting to me here. The problem with our discussion this morning, Elias, is that you stole the most interesting part of this story, which is probably the least interesting part to everybody else, but it jumped out to me right from the beginning, and you actually said it, which is that she's a human rights lawyer.
Yes, right? Yes.
I want to come back to that, because to me, that's the more interesting both political and legal aspect of this. I'll get to that why, because I have strong feelings about it. So don't let me forget that. But to answer your listener's question, there are a number of criminal code offenses here that could, I emphasize, could be charged. You could have mischief interfere with property. You could have theft under charges. There are other charges I won't get into, but those are the two simplest ones for police to lay in. For people who wonder about theft, if you get into the weeds of this story, Elias, this was stolen from a private residence home mailbox. No different than going into their mailbox and stealing something that just came from Amazon or Sephora or Bed Bath & Beyond. Just because it's a flyer and we tend to view these things as junk mail or get your ducks clean, this is still a theft from a mailbox. So between mischief, which isn't necessarily damage, but it's interfering essentially with the mailbox, the orderly submission of mail or flyers, you could have a criminal charge there. Do I think there should be one? No. Mm-hmm. I think while this is a very strange deed and probably a deed that, like many people who commit 15-second transgressions in their lives, it'll probably ruin her life and stay a smear on her name till the day she dies, I don't think that the criminal justice system should get involved here. The criminal justice system, I think, should be used for different kinds of activities, particularly tending to be the violent ones or others. But the part of the story, Elias, that I don't think will get enough attention is this is a perfect, perfect example of woke world, okay? Woke world. Why?
Yeah.
I don't know this lady. I'm going to surmise, I could guess, if anybody did a deep dive into her politics, into her tweets, into her probably very left-wing woke virtue signaling, she will probably, as a human rights lawyer, advocate for the country's racist, the world is racist, everything is about taking advantage, she's a great person, her opponents are bad. As a human rights lawyer, you know, you can pretty much come up with, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I mean, I'm happy to be educated that she's
Well, Ari, let me tell you one thing, right? So yeah. Quebec Solidaire, right, the party that she's a part of, on the Quebec political spectrum of the five main parties, they are the most left-wing. I mean, you know, and that is not surprising. And I want to point out, yesterday on the program, every single time we brought this story up and I was retelling the story, I took great glee in bringing up the fact that she was a human rights lawyer, because you're thinking about the political party that's the most extreme left in the province. She's a human rights lawyer. And I was thinking the same kind of line that you're thinking about the virtue signaling aspects of probably what happens there. And then this is the behavior.
And that is why I think this is the perfect story, Elias. And in terms of the human rights lawyer part, you know, to me, this is a question of, you know, should there be a professional ramification here? Whether or not that ends up happening, it's just such a perfect story for every time you see the far left smearing an opponent, calling somebody fascist, calling somebody far right, calling somebody alt-right. Whatever they say you are, they tend to be. And I'm not even belying, Elias, as you know. Very few people know my politics. Nobody knows whether I'm left or right on any issue unless we talk about it. But what I hate is this climate from people who have tremendous power, Elias. This is why the human rights lawyer is important to me. This is a person who is elite. She has a law degree. She is not an ordinary, average, middle-class, tax-paying citizen, a truck driver, somebody working at Amazon or Walmart. I don't know what she makes. I don't know anything about her. But when you see that these liberal, far-left, elite, ivory tower people in universities, colleges, in my business, are labeling somebody on the other side a name or pointing a finger, I always, always go back to saying, you are calling the other side literally what you are, when the other side tends to be far more reasonable, not looking to cancel anybody. So like your mind just alluded to, Elias, the only part of the story that, as I was going through it and researching it to talk to you, as soon as I saw a human rights lawyer, I said, that's the story to me. The mailbox part is just a perfect recitation of what these people do when they don't think you're looking.
Ari? Just a technical question that I wanted to make sure we touched on, right? Which is a little bit off the tangent we were just discussing. Does it matter, okay, if the flyer was put in the mailbox by a Canada Post person, or if it was a volunteer just putting it in? Does that actually matter? Because some people are like, oh, Canada law, you tampered with the mail, makes it worse. Is that actually a thing?
That's a good question. I think there may be something to that, and I haven't looked it up. And you know, on your show, I never spitball or pontificate on something I'm not sure of. I think, given that the fact that if it was put there by Canada Post, registered mail, that may make it an easier issue to investigate, perhaps easier for somebody to look at. I don't really think it matters. If I come to your house, Elias, and I leave a thank you note in your mailbox on your property, and then somebody else who doesn't like me or doesn't like you comes up to the mailbox and takes out what I left for you because they don't like you, I think that's a distinction to me without a whole lot of difference. If anybody says, well, you can just do that and go up to your neighbor's mailbox and yank out of there what you want to do, forget all the election rules that prevent that, Elias. We haven't even delved into just how many election violations, whether it's your province or mine, that violates. At the end of the day, you know, we still live in a society, despite the efforts of many people in charge to get rid of private property and to turn Canadians into a country of renters and transient people. But my view is, if it's on your property, on your mailbox, at your house, I don't care if it's your local postwoman, and I don't care if it's me leaving you a piece of pumpkin pie.
Same deal. Ari, to wrap up here, last question to get back to the political ideology stuff that we went down the path, okay? Let me give you a counterpoint, and then you respond in maybe a minute or less, okay?
No problem.
Counterpoint. It's just a flyer. Maybe we're making a big deal out of nothing.
I think that's a very, very fair point, but for the fact that it's her doing it, her side, and when you're doing that with a legal degree, Elias, where as a lawyer, you don't just turn off the law clock when you're off duty. You have obligations. There are rules and ethics that govern you. I'm very well aware of them. You know, you don't just turn off who you are when you leave the courtroom or your office. So, yes, do I think it's a transgression that should destroy her life and she's Jussie Smollett or the girl in Central Park, the bird watcher whose life is destroyed? I'm not so sure of it. But when I saw the job title, when I saw the political leaning, they almost never get caught on this because you're not allowed to call it out. And I think in certain circumstances, we need to wake up as a country and a group of provinces to the fact that we're being sold the bill of goods by people who have all the power, but essentially in their daily lives may be a little bit of a hypocrite. Not a life-changing life sentence for her, but certainly something that I think we need to be alive to when we listen to people and we don't challenge them.
Ari, always love when you're on the program. I love you bring the passion. Come back real soon.
Thanks, Elias.
Ari Goldkind, criminal defense lawyer and legal analyst.